Hey guys, let's have a chat. I'm Eliza.
And I'm Sarah, and today we're going to be talking about our favorites.
Woohoo!
Love it. But before we get on to that, we want to give you guys a little life update. So, Eliza, what does your life update consist of?
I got a blood test today, which was really not fun. So that was terrible. But we made it through. I thought I was dying, but I didn't die, and I'm okay now. So that's a
Love
vibe.
it. Love it.
And I had to
Oh
fast. Like I had to fast before it,
gosh.
right? And this morning when I woke up, because it's like the weekend right now when we're recording this, and so I was like, oh, it's probably like 8:30 because I've been having trouble like sleeping in recently. And
Yes.
I looked at my clock and it was like 10:45 or something, and I was like, oh my
Oh
God, I
my
slept in.
gosh.
But so then we had to quickly go there because it like closes at like 12:30 on the weekends, on the Saturdays. But I had to fast, so I didn't get to eat food until like 12 o'clock. But anyway, that's besides the point. What's your life update, Sarah?
Rip that.
Oh, and then
Well,
wait, actually, I'll
yeah.
just say one thing. Reason I had to get a blood test is because I've been like really dizzy all the time lately, which is not great. So hopefully there's nothing dramatically wrong with me. But yeah, it's probably like iron level and stuff. But
Yeah, I was
anyway.
gonna say, welcome to my life. I had a life, not I had a life update. I had a blood test just over a week ago. Once again, had to go to two different places because I couldn't get the blood out at the first place. And at the second place, I had to kind of like stick it in. Oh, like little warning, guys, in case you get like really
Yeah, I was gonna say we should have said that before.
sensitivity. You're like, ah,
Skip
sensitivity
about
warning.
2 minutes ahead or something,
Oh
yeah.
my gosh, that won't be that long. Skip like 30 seconds. But I had to kind of like
Skip a
stick it in
minute,
and
keep it,
then
Sarah.
poke around a bit. To get some blood
Yo,
out,
I don't
but
even
I
want
got
to
it
hear
eventually.
this.
So yeah, there you
Do
go.
you feel like, do you feel like gross and faint afterwards?
Nah, although my arm actually like really hurt, like a big bruise came up, and they were like, don't lift anything heavy, don't go to the gym and lift weights or something. And I'm like, I don't go to the gym
Oh wow, that
anyway.
was your plan for the rest of the day, wasn't it,
I know.
Sarah?
I was like, dang. It turns out I was actually working at Macca's for the rest of the day, so I was
Oh.
like, well, kind of doing the opposite of that. But yeah, it actually hurt for like quite a few days after. But I've had so many blood tests over my life that like I've just gotten used to it, and I'm like, ah, oh, one more needle.
It's
But
not the needle so much that like is a blood
horrible's
me. It's the
coming out.
feeling. No, it's just a feeling afterwards because I get like really
Yeah.
faint and like I feel really like
Oh,
horrible.
true.
Luckily, I am glad though, like it didn't hit me until I got into the car. So I
Yeah,
like
at
I
least you
knew
were
it was
sitting down.
I knew it was gonna hit me. So I like quickly left the place and sat in the car and put the seat back, which was good.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back,
Take
guys,
care of
if you
yourself.
skipped that part.
Love
Yeah, I would have too. Anyways, so
it.
okay, I also wanted to say, we realized this a few months, but we never mentioned it in a podcast. We got our first Apple podcast review, and that
Oh,
was,
did we?
did I tell you? I feel like maybe I didn't tell you. So
Oh my
basically, okay, I'll
gosh.
get it up, I'll read it out. It's really exciting.
Oh, fancy.
Anyway, oh no, that's not the right thing.
What happens if this was one of our mums?
It wasn't. It wasn't. It definitely
Oh
wasn't.
my gosh, look at us
My mum hardly
go.
even listens. Your mum's the main
Not...
fan.
Yeah, she's number one
Okay, I'm
fan.
just trying to get it up. Hold. Okay, here we go. Okay. So, I don't know if you guys, like, normally when I listen to podcasts, I listen to it on Spotify, but a lot of people listen on Apple Podcasts. And on Apple Podcasts, you can rate it, like, out of 5 stars and then write a note. And this person gave us 5 stars and says, honestly, the best podcast ever. And I was like,
Oh,
oh,
damn.
damn. Well,
Look at
good.
us
So
go.
if you listen to on Apple Podcasts, or even if you don't, but you have the app, do you want to like go and give us a little rating? Because it actually helps other people to like for it to come up for other people so they can listen to it. So yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh, we love that. And thank you, whoever it was that gave us that good rating.
Thank you so
Yes.
much.
Love you so much. Thank you very much.
Yeah. What a vibe. Also, we've been doing it for like 6 months.
Oh
I
my
just
god.
realized.
Oh my gosh. This
Because
was
the
like one
first
of those
episode was the
quarantine
23rd
things.
of August.
Oh
So, in like 20 days ish, 17 days, it'll
my
be 6
gosh.
month anniversary. How exciting!
No way.
I know, right?
Look at us go. I was gonna say this is the
What's
longest
your
relationship we've
life
ever had.
update, Sarah? Life update?
Life update, I don't know. It's still not back at uni yet. All allocations come out on Monday, and I'm very excited to see what I have so I can start working my work schedule around it. And I think I'm gonna plan everything out and organize everything, and then it's gonna actually get down to it, and it's just gonna be a mess and all over the place. But that's life.
Also, guys,
You started
I
back school as well.
oh yeah, that was I know I said that last week, didn't I?
Yeah, you probably did.
Yeah,
But
it was the
first
first
full
full week of
week,
school.
yeah.
Oh my gosh, so exhausting.
Oh,
I know.
jeez. What were you gonna say? You were gonna say
Oh, I
something.
was gonna say another exciting bit of news, guys. So
Ooh.
at the end of each episode, we always talk about how if you need advice to send us an email at letsoverchatpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll read it out in an episode and give you advice. And the other day we got our first email, and it was so exciting because when it popped up on my phone, I was like, what the heck? Who is this person sending me an email? And then I clicked on it and I was so excited. So guys, we're going to be giving you advice. If you want to do the same thing that this person did and get advice, then email us at letsoverchatpodcast with your situation. So I'll read it out and then we'll give advice. So this person
Yeah.
says, "So I like this girl, but I don't know if it would work because she lives about an hour away from me, that it would make it harder to go on dates and stuff, and she's 2 years older than me, so I don't know if I should attempt to ask her out or if I should think about dating someone different. Thanks." First of all, I think it kind of depends how old you are. Because if you're 10 and the person that you like is
He's
12,
12.
then it's like, oh, probably don't need a date right now. But if you're like
Yeah.
24 and she's
The person's
26, I
26.
guess she goes to
Big
school, so
difference.
maybe that could give us a bit of a indication. No, she doesn't go to school, she
No, it
lives.
doesn't
Okay,
say.
so it
Yeah,
doesn't
she
say,
lives
so
an
it's a,
hour away.
yeah, okay. So basically, what I
In
think,
a nutshell.
in a nutshell, if you like them, I reckon you should just go for it because, you never know. What if it's the one? And people, I guess it could be considered a long distance relationship. I don't know, Sarah, would you consider yours a long distance relationship? 40 minutes
See,
away?
I don't think of mine as a long distance relationship, but when you get down to it, we live an hour away from each other. That's a
It kind of
decent
is. Yeah.
amount. Kind
Well,
of
I
is.
mean,
I
yeah.
think of long distance as countries away,
Yeah.
states away, but it
Yeah.
is still pretty long
Kind of
distance.
depends on the
Yeah, it
person,
depends on the
but
what your
yeah, 2 hours
definition
away, an hour away, sorry, it says. That's not too bad. It depends. If you have your license, I reckon it's probably
is.
easier to go for it. If you don't, then maybe wait a bit. But I reckon go for it. Go for it. Attempt to ask her out if you like her, and if she shoots it down, then it's okay. You shot your shot, and you did good. We're horrible at giving
Oh my
advice.
gosh, I
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't email us, because we'll give
You
you
could hear our
advice.
advice anyway.
We'll give you advice. It doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah, don't,
No,
yeah,
but
that's what I was gonna say.
no, I reckon you should go for it, and then if it doesn't work out, you can always break up. That sounds so bad. I just mean
Obviously, they don't get together in the first place. You can't break up then.
yeah, but what if it's the one and then you move closer or something? I reckon you should go for it.
Lovely.
I reckon you should try it and do it. It also depends how you know her.
Yeah, that's
Because
true. How well you know her,
no,
that
or
type of
how you met. If you met at church, it's like, oh, that's so cute, date her. If you
thing.
met at, I don't know, a drug dealing company, maybe not. I'm so sorry. Okay, let's just move on. But basically what we're
If
saying
you met at Woolworths,
is go
that's a maybe.
for it.
We're digging
People
ourselves
aren't
into a
gonna send
deep
us emails
hole.
now.
No. We need people to send us advice emails, please. Even
Please.
if you
Otherwise
don't
we
have
get
a
single.
situation, make up a
Make
situation.
up one, yeah.
Yeah.
So today we're talking about favorites. I don't know if we even mentioned that. Did we?
Think we
It's
didn't
already been
start,
10
but
minutes and
here
we
we
haven't
go.
even started.
Oh
We
my
had a
gosh.
lot of
Okay.
things to mention. So
Yeah.
I guess we'll start now.
Okay.
We'll just kind of go through our favorite things. Sarah, what's your favorite color? Love Wait, can I it. guess? Can I guess? I think I
Oh,
know. Is
actually
it
go
blue?
for this.
Is it blue aqua? Like aqua
Yes, it's
blue?
very close. It's like green. Like, I don't know. I don't really. It's between like
Like
greeny bluey,
teal
like
aqua.
aqua. Yeah, teal
Yeah.
aqua
Tealy
type
aqua
thing.
blue. Yeah,
Not
that's
like,
Sarah.
oh my gosh, I used to love mint when I was younger. That, but that feels like such a like 10 or 11 year old, like 13 year old, like type thing.
Like
Whereas
this color?
now I'm like,
Or a bit lighter. A bit
bit like,
lighter.
yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas
I'm
like
really
now
into
I'm
the color
like,
green right now. Like it's everywhere. In
see,
fashion, I
green
really
is
like
like,
wearing green. But it's not my favorite color.
yeah. I don't actually, I barely ever wear green, but like I've started wearing yellow a lot more and I'm like, I never used
Do you
to
know what
wear
my favorite
yellow.
color is, Sarah?
Red,
No.
purple,
No.
blue, yellow,
No.
orange,
No.
green,
No.
pink,
No.
black,
No.
grey, grey,
No,
grey.
no, no.
The rainbow?
No.
What?
I don't have a favorite color. So trick
Oh.
question.
I
Yeah,
freaking
people
knew
always
it. I
ask
was
me,
like,
but
if you said
I don't
yes to the
know.
rainbow, I
I've
would be
just
like,
never
of course
really
not.
had a favorite color before. So,
That's fair.
yeah.
I used to
What's your
change.
favorite animal?
Ooh. I don't know. I always think about this one. I think probably a dolphin. I feel like there was something.
You're
Oh,
such
I
a
see.
basic white girl, Sarah.
Okay, well then what's yours? Cat. And yours isn't? Actually, I used to love giraffes. Giraffes used to be my favorite animal.
That's cute.
I love them from like the age of zero or whatever. I don't know. I
By
like
the
them.
way, guys, it's fine if you love dolphins. They're great.
Yes, doesn't mean you're a basic white girl. If you like cats, though, on the hand. I'm kidding. What?
What's your favorite book, Sarah? I have so
Ooh.
many. Well, actually, not so many. I have three. I have three.
Oh my gosh, my favorite one is the. I was about to say Diary of a Wimpy Kid series. I mean, they are good books. But there's the murder mystery show that's like my favorite show. They
Oh
released
yeah,
a
we've
book
heard this
series of
one.
it,
We've heard
and
about this a million
it's
times.
so good. You haven't heard about the book series, and so they have books of it, and they're my favorite. But second up would probably be like Hunger Games, I'd say. What about
Yeah, I
you?
love that. Okay, so I have three.
Mm-hmm.
This is not in any particular order, just by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So the most recent one that I've read, I talked about it last week. It's called Milk and Honey by Rupi Kaur. I don't really know how to
Oh,
say her
that's
name.
right.
It's Rupikaur, but I don't think I'd finished reading it last week. It is so flipping good. I was on FaceTime with a friend before and I was just reading all these quotes that I've highlighted from it. It's so good, guys. Like literally get your hands on this. Like it's a poem book, but I wouldn't like it is a poem book. Like but that would throw a lot of people off, but just please read it. And my next one is The Perfect Marriage. I'm pretty sure I've talked about that too.
Oh
It's
yeah, you're talking about me talking about Death in Paradise. You talk about that a lot.
it's like a murder crime thing. I don't remember who it's by, but just search up like the perfect marriage murder or crime or something and it'll come up. It's so good. Like twists and turns all throughout. Goodness. And then the last one is called Extraordinary Means by Robin Schneider. And I haven't read that one for a while, but it's basically about like it's fiction. That means not real, right?
Yeah, it does.
And basically, Robin Schneider, the author, she kind of like created this. It's about tuberculosis, kind of, but it's like this drug resistant one that she kind of made up for the book. And then all these kids are like at this like tuberculosis like school place because it's really contagious, so they can't stay at home. And then it's
Oh.
about love and death and whatnot. It's good.
You know what else I forgot was a good book? This is so random. I've read this book like 10 times. Ando, Happiest Refugee. I've read it so many. I'm a very repetitive person. Like I like watching movies over again and TV shows. I like my comfort things. So I've read that so many times,
I
and
agree
every time it's
on
just ups, downs, stories, left, right, and center. It's hilarious.
that
It's a
one. Yeah.
vibe.
What's
You
your
like
favorite
biographies?
makeup product?
Oh, see, that's hard. It's between. Oh no, it's between three things. I was gonna say concealer, but I feel like my concealer just makes me look like white. James Charles. What's it? Not oh, something Mary. Flashback Mary, that's what it was.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'd say the Flashback Mary meme. James Charles. The
I
like
don't know.
white face.
No,
Sorry.
I've never seen
Okay,
that.
that's okay. That
That's okay.
If anyone else listening out there knows about Flash Up Mary meme, surely.
Listening out there.
Somewhere out there in the world, let us know that you know the Flash Up Mary meme. Sure. Okay. Anyway, it would have to be probably between like brows or bronzer. I love myself some bronzer.
But do you have like a specific one?
Oh, okay. Well, I have the Maybelline New York. The name's almost rubbed off. Oh my gosh, it actually smells so good. It smells like, I don't know.
Yeah, the Maybelline.
What it smells like, but it smells really like good. Oh, it's Dream Sun, that bronzer. Or I have the Anastasia Brow Wiz. And that's also good. So like either of those would recommend. What about you? What is your favorite makeup?
So my favorite makeup products would be like between mascara and bronzer. Like those are my two ones that I would wear. I don't really have a favorite bronzer. Like, I kind of just use whatever. I use the Maybelline New York one, a different one that Sarah has, but still the same brand. But it, like, cracked. And I tried to do, like, that. I tried to do that thing that I saw all over Instagram years ago where, like, when it cracks, you can, like, fix it, but it didn't work. but right now I'm using the DB Get Glowing Pressed Mineral Bronzer. I don't think it's anything special. It's just a random one at the pharmacy.
Yeah.
But it works good. And then the mascara that I'm using at the moment, probably everyone's heard of it. It's the Maybelline Great Lash. It's the one in the green and pink tube.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And I saw it came out and I really wanted to try it and I got it and it's so good. Like it is, like my lashes, like they normally like kind of fall down, they sink down. But like if I do a quick curl and then put these on, it's like up for like most of the day.
Oh my god. The only
mascara that I have is called Makeup Design Mud High Definition Waterproof Mascara. It's from Kohl's. It says waterproof. It's definitely not waterproof. I've had many breakdowns in this mascara, and it's definitely not waterproof, but it does the trick.
Gosh. I used to have the Great Lash Mascara. I was always looking for the clear version of that because people like put the clear version as like a brow gel, and I'm still on the hunt for a clear version. Anyone knows where to find the Maybelline Great Lash Clear Mascara, I want it because I want the brow gel.
I'm going to search it up.
Rant over. Please let me know if you find it anywhere because every time I'm like at Kmart, I look and it's just the black or like the brown. Yeah, I
came on.
I'm like,
oh, the body shop. The body. Oh, no, that's the wrong thing. Yeah, I don't know. We'll find it later. Guys, just let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's your favorite, like, okay, this one isn't, I don't know if this has a category, but, like, I'm in love with my AirPods, not in a creepy way. But, like, I wasn't ever sure if I should, like, buy them because they're kind of expensive. I have just, like, normal AirPod ones. And they were, I think, like, $250 from where I got them from. Which was Apple.
Thanks, Clara.
But they're so good. So worth it. Like, just saved up. Quick save up. And then, they're so good. Like, as soon as you put them in their ears, they connect what they were last connected to. I would say that they are better if you have, like, Apple products. Just because they connect faster and whatnot. Because they're designed to work with that. But they do work with other products as well. And
I can connect it to my laptop.
Me and Sarah right now, we're recording with our AirPods. We will be getting microphones soon. Do not fret. But
we will.
Like, obviously, the sound quality isn't as good as people who have, like, $1 million
microphones and stuff.
But you know, fancy it's people, better but than just talking into our phones. So, and it also picks up sound really well. Like, it's not like on a microphone, you have to have it, like, right up to your mouth. But, like, our AirPods are just, like, sitting in our ears and we can talk and it kind of picks it up. You know what I'm saying?
I get you. Well, you're not talking to me, you're talking to the listeners, but you know. Yeah, true. I get you, just so you know. You hear a voice saying, I get you.
What's another one of your favourites, Sarah?
Well, let me think.
What's your favourite shop? What's your favourite shop?
Oh, I mean, is that even a question?
Ah, Cotton On.
Cotton On. I get, like, literally everything from Cotton On, and I always get it on sale as well, and it's, like, it's so good.
Yeah,
and
Cotton On does some good sales.
And, like, everything. Okay. What is your favourite shop?
I'm a bit of a toss-out. Like, it depends what I'm getting. Like, for a general shop that I go to all the time is obviously Kmart. I don't, like, the clothes there aren't, like, the best. Like, they work, but I'm trying to upgrade my wardrobe. a new addition to my favourite list is Glassons. Glassons, how you say it? I always walk past it. never really went into it. I think I went into it once and I was like, oh, this is random. But like once you actually go into it and look, they have the cutest things ever. Like I got these really cute pants and this really comfortable like crop top. It's got like it doesn't have like sleeves. It's got what do you call it? Like straps over your shoulders, like thick straps. And then but it goes like over your belly button, but the bottom part is like kind of tighter so it doesn't move up and down. And it is the softest thing you will ever wear. I'd wear it to bed. That's how freaking comfortable it is. Like please get your hand on it. I'm gonna go back and get every color that they have. So good. But then
Oh my
obviously I love
gosh.
Cotton On. I don't know, I just like all Supre, Factory, all just the basic ones, yeah.
All the nice. Yeah, we love a good basic store.
Yeah, we do.
What's your favorite like beach that you've been to?
Oh.
It's been a bit random. Or is that a bit too random?
I love the beach in Torquay. I don't remember what it's
Oh,
called. Like
that's
there's quite a
quite
few beaches. The one that we like went to is like the family friendly one. Like that doesn't like it has like some waves that you can like boogie board on and practice surfing, but it's not like, ginormous waves. And
Yeah,
then
that's
what was
fair.
the other thing called? No, that was it, yeah.
Love it, love it. That's still a solid. Oh,
What's your favorite flavor?
it's a. Oh, that's hard. I think
You asked the
Alexandra.
question. I thought
Yeah,
you
I know. I
had
don't think it was random. I was looking at like a picture on my wall. I had a like thing at the beach. I was like, oh, I'll ask that.
it.
I think either up in Queensland. At Alexandra Headlands is a place we went. It had like the best waves. It's a nice on beach. I had a kiosk like up the top as well, and it
Ooh,
sold the
that's
best
good.
shakes. And there was a skate park,
Oh,
and it was like
nice.
opposite a pizza shop and a fish and chip shop. It had everything, you know.
Yeah, that is good.
Just rating it on like general stuff as well as the actual quality of the beach.
Yeah. What's your favorite? Hair accessory.
I was literally gonna say, like, what's your favorite, like, scrunchie or something like
Oh, that's so
that.
cute. They're twins.
Oh. Actually, I do know what it is. So, I recently got into, you know, like the hair claw
That's
type
literally what I
things.
was gonna say. Gosh,
Oh my
Sarah. I'm
gosh,
wearing one right now.
I am not wearing one right now. I'm wearing a scrunchie, but like, I
Wow.
literally just got into them like the past like month or so.
We're basic,
I used to
Sarah.
be
We're so
like,
basic.
we are really, really basic.
They really hope they stay in trend for trend in
Oh my
fashion for a
gosh,
long
because they're
time because
like
they're so cute and
comfortable.
they're really, really practical. But you have to get a good
Oh my
one.
god.
Where
Yeah,
is this
where
one
did you
from?
get yours
The
from?
one I'm wearing from the one I'm wearing right now is from Gander. And it
Yeah.
hasn't broken yet. Like the first ones I got were from Kmart and they broke after a few weeks. But like they were good for like my first ones while I was trying it out if I liked it. So
Yeah.
that's the one I'm wearing is from Gander. It has like a cute pattern on it. And then the other one I have is like plain black. I don't remember where I got it from though. I feel like no, this one was all the black one was from Kmart too, but it was like the more pricier one, like the $7 one as opposed to the $4
Oh,
one.
like, yeah, that's fair.
But that one hasn't broken yet, so yeah, they're really
Oh.
cute ones at Gander. I think it was like $8 or something.
Damn. I
So
was gonna say, I got mine from Cotton On. What a shocker there.
obviously.
They're Kylie ones because I got one and it was so good. Then I accidentally broke it because I was like snapping it with my fingers and then it snapped out and it
It's
broke and
kind of
I was
easy to
really,
break.
really sad.
Broke. It's kind
But
of
it
easy
like
to
went
break.
out of stock as well, like right at the same time. So I went to like go buy them like another one online and I didn't have it and I was like
Aww.
absolutely devastated. But then they've come back in, I think, because they were like pretty popular. So we got like, I'm pretty sure I got like four when I came back in. I was like, I'm not living without one of these.
What's your favorite type of tea? Or just hot drink in general,
I
but
was gonna
tea.
say iced tea because I'm not a big fan of hot tea. It's just like it's tea-y. I don't know
Tea.
how else to explain it. It's just like it's yeah, not a big fan of hot tea. Hot drinks though, I do like myself a good chai or a good vanilla latte. Vanilla
Oh,
anything really.
wow.
What about you? Any
My
ones?
favorite tea is New York breakfast.
Oh, there's a New York breakfast.
Yeah, there's like all of these like breakfast things. I went to T2 the other day and it was There's like a whole section of breakfast drink thing.
Oh my gosh.
But then I
also... So yeah, the only ones I know are the four that Macca sells. The peppermint, yeah. English breakfast, Earl Grey, and...
Oh, Earl Grey is my other favourite as well. That was the one I was trying to think of. Earl Grey and French Earl Grey. And then... oh, yeah, and then I love chai.
Love it.
I also like chai tea. But if I...
Ooh,
but
they're like what's a bit the difference less... between chai tea and chai latte?
Well, chai latte has, like, the frothy milk. And then chai tea is kind of just, like, the hot water and a bag of tea, you know?
Okay, yeah, I like chai latte.
Chai lattes are good. They're more, like, chai-y, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's fair. Whereas, like, chai tea...
What's your favorite shoes? What are your favorite shoes?
Oh, my gosh. I have to say Converse. That's, like, I love other shoes, but just...
Yeah,
comfy. And I was gonna say I have so many pairs, I only have two, but like they're still I love them. They're comfy, they're easy to slip on, I wear them in, like, yes, big yes all around. What about you?
Okay, so I love the Birkenstocks. I don't have real ones, mine are from Kmart, but they actually have held up pretty well. I got I got like pink ones first because that was the only ones they had,
yeah,
but they kind of don't go with everything. And so when I went to the And then this was like a year ago. And then I saw the black ones and I was like, oh, buying them immediately. Then I've always wanted white ones, but like the cotton on ones are about $40. And I'm like, oh, do I want to spend $40 or do I want to wait for the white ones to be at Kmart for $8? I'll wait. So I waited and I got the white ones the other day and it was really exciting. Not the other day, like a month ago, but it's basically the other day.
Oh my gosh. I love that. I really want a pair of Birkenstocks. They look really comfy. Even just Kmart ones.
How much are the real ones?
That's a good question. I reckon they're probably like 150
or something.
Yeah, 150, like 200, something like that.
Yeah, let me search it up while you think about the next thing we're going to talk about.
Okay, I feel like this might be our last question.
Yeah,
let's oh, now that's pressure. Okay, I've got it. What's your favorite candle scent?
Oh,
deep probing question there.
I don't know, like vanilla?
Yeah, no, I was going to say what other ones are there. I don't know anything other than vanilla.
Yeah, neither.
Oh my gosh, actually, IKEA sells really good candles. I buy my candles from there whenever we go to IKEA. I stock up, I get like three candles. They have like berry scented ones. Birkenstocks are
between like 150 to like 200-ish.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's not too bad, I guess, if you want like actual good quality ones.
Yeah, but like if you're looking for a cheap pair of shoes, not really. Yeah. But like...
Also, vanilla, by the way, get the Great Lash Clear Mascara from just the website, like from Maybelline's website.
Ooh,
it's only $7.40.
Damn. Wait, is that Australian or American?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I was like, does it say .au at the end of the thing?
It just says .com.
After .com? No. Yeah, it's probably American, so it's probably like $10 in Australia. Which is
still either way, that's still good.
Yeah.
Because that would make sense if it's $10 because the black one's $10. Yeah,
because I was going to say, I was like, that sounds very cheap for mascara, but love it.
I also, do you have the Maybelline Fit Me powder? I kind of want it.
No, I don't. I have the Maybelline. No, I don't have the Maybelline. I have the Rimmel Stay Matte powder. That's my powder.
Ulta 3 HD pressed powder, but I'm nearly like run out.
Mm.
Run out?
I think this is like your time to get the Fit Me powder then.
I will. I really, really will. Love I think it. That's all of the questions/favorite things that we have. If there's anything else you want to know about, what's the word?
What our favourites are.
Favourite things. Just DM
us. We can always do a part two as well, because was a very random.
I feel like we've done our favourite an episode socks similar to this, you know?
We can do, you know, a lot more favourite things.
Did we do an episode like this? I don't know.
Probably have, but.
Yeah.
Could anyways, be a part three.
Woohoo. We thank you guys for listening. And don't forget, if you want to join the other person who emailed us and get advice, please do. And we'll be happy to answer questions and give advice. And we will get better at giving advice as opposed to what we did before. Like, that was not great.
We tried. We did try. We encourage you to go for it.
We apologize for this, like, all over the shop episode. Been a bit busy, but we do have our topics planned out for the next few, like, a month. So get excited for that. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at
Let's Have a Chat Podcast. Love it.
Where I just saw a line of points you haven't been. Polls and interactive things. And let you know when episodes are up. So you don't forget to listen to it, because we put lots of time and effort and energy into it. So you should listen.
We really do. We love it. It's a vibe.
And as always,
let's have a chat with you.